It's the Weekly Wag with the Humane Society of Huron Valley on 1290 WLBY. I'm Lucianne Lance, joined by the Director of Communications for the Humane Society, Wendy Welch. And Wendy, you know, we've got the 4th of July coming up. And before we get to our pet who's looking to be adopted, let's talk a little bit about how people can take care of their pets who might be a little scared of those fireworks.
Yes, it is not uncommon. In fact, it's very common. And throughout the nation, actually, this is kind of known as the time where there are the most lost animals, too. So lots of shelters fill up with animals who are lost. Because animals don't know what to do when it comes to these big, loud noises. They don't know what they are. They don't know that they're going to be safe. And so I really encourage people to prepare ahead of time. If you have a new animal, you know, it's really good to get them used to like loud noises. If you have an animal who you know is going to be scared, you might want to look into some kind of calming treats or even medication from your veterinarian. The very least what you can do is turn up the radio really loudly to drown out the noises and make sure that they're in a very secure area, because Lucianne, I got to tell you, there are like oodles of stories of dogs digging under fences or cats pushing out screens in windows.
Really?
Doing like outrageous things to get away from these loud noises because they're just so scared. So just be careful, everybody.
All right. Those poor little babies. Mine don't mind fireworks at all, but I think that's because ever since they were babies, I've had them at fireworks and they would sit in my lap and they just look up at it. They can't believe what they're seeing, which is how I feel about fireworks too.
That is a great tip.
If you introduce them early enough, but again, I think, you know, animals just like people, Wendy, you know it well, they all have their own distinct personalities. And for whatever reason, my Bichons don't mind fireworks, but you've got to know the sensibility of your own animal and heed that.
Totally. And super important, everyone out there, obviously at any time of the year, but especially this one, make sure that you have that microchip up to date with your contact information, a tag on them, all that kind of stuff. So super important.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. We're talking with Wendy Welch from the Humane Society of Huron Valley. She's going to introduce our pet of the week on the Weekly Wag. Who is it?
Oh my goodness, this dog is so amazing. It's Blue Cheese. Blue Cheese, but spelled the French way, B-L-E-U, Blue Cheese. Mm-hmm. She's a bulldog mix, for sure. You know, a lot of times we're doing a lot of guessing kind of thing. I think this is a pretty for sure thing. She's got the, you know, kind of smush nose look and the stocky body. And she is about 6 years old, about 42 pounds, brown and white. She came to us because unfortunately her owner was taken ill and can no longer take care of her, but took care of her so well. She's in her shelter right now. I really hope someone will give her a chance. She tends to be a little on the reserve side. Talking about those fireworks, I think she's probably going to be scared of fireworks. But she loves people, and her previous owner said she was really good with kids too. So,
That's good to know. Again, this bulldog mix, her name is Blue Cheese, B-L-E-U Cheese, and you can find her at hshv.org. Click on adoptions, and they are all alphabetized, all the animals on there. So look in the B's. She's got brown and white on her, and she looks like. There's a photo of her here just looking very intently at the person next to her, and it looks like she really behaves well.
Yes. I think, our photographer was able to get her to really pay attention to the camera for treats, I think. She's pretty food motivated.
Aren't they all?
She is slightly overweight, but, you know, enjoying herself.
That's great. You know, I wanted to ask you a question. My beau turned 11. And over this last year, I've noticed he is never full. He wants to eat all the time. He's constantly looking for food. Someone told me that that can happen as they age. Is that true?
100%. Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Do you know?
I don't know if it's a hormonal thing or what it is, but it happens a lot. Yeah. And lots of times our senior animals will, and then they'll slow down and they'll eat more. And that just tends to be what they do.
Oh, okay. Well, he's not fat. He's not getting fatter. So I didn't know what was going on, but I do take him on a lot of walks, and so and he gets a lot of walks from other people. And he's pretty active. You should see him jumping around when he knows that food bowl's coming out. He is jumping to the roof. He's so excited.
That's fantastic. I love it.
He knows where the pantry is, so he'll go knock on the pantry door when he wants something.
Yeah. Dog, they live life, man. They love it.
Oh, I'm telling you. They've got the life of Riley, these two. Brixton doesn't clamor for food as much as Bo does, and it's just funny to see. So, all right, good. I'm glad to know that apparently is a thing.
Yep.
All right. Hey, for people that want to support our Humane Society of Huron Valley, what kinds of donations do you need? Obviously monetary. And I see now that there's a great way to expand that. If you give now, this month of June, there's a good soul out there who is doubling those donations up to $50,000. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So your donation goes twice as far. So $5 becomes $10, $25, $50, you get the point. So your monetary donation is hugely appreciated right now while we're doing this match. And of course, at any time, your in-kind donations too, things like towels, old towels that you have, that you're changing out the color of your bathroom, or you know, you're just sick of your towels, they're starting to fall apart. Please bring them to us. We will put them to good use. And any food too, of course, for pet food. Speaking of that, if you have a finicky animal who's decided they don't like their food anymore, tape up that bag, bring it to us, and we will redistribute it to the community. We can make use of that.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Towels are so critically important. You use them in all sorts of ways at the Humane Society, don't you?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. We use them as bedding. We use them to help keep diseases spread down, a whole bunch of different things. So yeah, towels are super important.
All right, good. Well, how do people drop those off? Tell them where you are and what are the hours?
Yeah, the Humane Society of Huron Valley is located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor. And we are open 7 days a week. So you can drop off anytime after 9 o'clock. Our vestibule is open. However, if you want to visit the animals, and a lot of people do, come after 11 o'clock and drop off your donation, then come visit the animals. Of course, you can see all this on our website, in addition to the detour, which I got to warn people about. So it'll take you a little bit longer to get to our shelter, but we so appreciate it. You can see all that information on our website, hshv.org.
All right, hshv.org. Wendy, are you allowed to bring your animals into the Humane Society when you go to visit?
We recommend that you don't, because, you know, obviously we have a lot of animals there, and so there are lots of scents of other animals, so you never know quite how your animal is going to react. So, no, we recommend you leave your animal.
All right, keep that in mind as well. HSHV.org. Our pet of the week here on the Weekly Wag is Blue Cheese, a bulldog mix looking for a little love, hopefully in your home. Check her out online. Thanks so much to Wendy Welch, Director of Communications at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. On the air each week on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.